1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Biden continues a series of D-Day observances in Normandy, France, which we've learned now will include talks with Ukraine's president.
It's been 80 years since Allied forces landed on the beaches of Normandy. While he marks that occasion, the president is mindful of the current war in Ukraine that started with the Russian invasion. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, traveling with the president, says before he leaves France, Biden will meet with Ukraine's President Zelensky.
To talk about the state of play in Ukraine and how we can continue and deepen our support for Ukraine.
Making clear, says Sullivan, the continued importance of standing up to dictators and defending democracy. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
In Israel's military command center in Jerusalem, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, "I trust our soldiers, our commanders, and our security services to ensure the security of Israel." Netanyahu has accepted an invitation to address Congress late next month, promising to, quote, present the truth about the war against Hamas in Gaza. A woman from Virginia accused of killing her three roommates has been arrested in New York. WUSA-TV's Adam Longo says the woman had been on the run for days after the bodies were found inside their home in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Alyssa Jane Venable, 23 years old, arrested after a high-speed police chase in Steuben County, New York. Now, state troopers spotted her Honda. They say she took off and they clocked her at 118 miles an hour. They used spikes to blow out the tires.
The roommates were 77, 65, and 62 men and a woman. The man accused of a series of killings on Long Island has now been charged with killing two others. Suffolk County DA Raymond Tierney.
We're not going to stop. We can't stop. We owe that to the victims. That's the least we can do. So we're, you know, we understand we have a court case. You understand we'll go forward with that, but we're not going to stop.
More than two dozen victims of human smuggling are now safe in San Antonio, Texas, says reporter Chris Fox.
The smuggling operation involving multiple cars in a gooseneck trailer with a false compartment. That's where the 26 victims had been transported in the extreme heat for hours with no water. Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar.
11 transported to the hospital, 7 in custody that we believe are coyotes. Of the victims, we know that one is from Guatemala. She paid about $16,000.
Ballistic vests and long neck rifles were found at the scene.
The United States has beaten cricket heavyweight Pakistan at the World Cup in one of the sport's biggest upsets. The U.S. team is hosting the tournament and has now won back-to-back games. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Not another nickel!
Not another dime! No more money for Israel's front!
7 pro-Palestine protesters are under arrest after disturbing the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents meeting today in Milwaukee. It's part of their ongoing efforts to get universities to cut ties with Israel. Former Waupun prison warden Randall Hepp and 8 former guards and nurses are charged with felonies in connection with 2 out of 4 inmate deaths in the last year. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt.
There must be accountability for the actions and inactions of state employees. As the sheriff, I am angered at how these men were treated and how they died.
One inmate died of malnourishment. Another was dead for 12 hours before anyone noticed. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers look to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers are in Detroit for a weekend series against the Tigers after being swept earlier this week by Philadelphia. But manager Pat Murphy says the Philly series will help the team going forward.
I know this will be a good thing for our team to go through. Nobody likes losing. Nobody likes losing close ones. No one likes knowing you're right there and the ball just, you know, hit balls hard and they get caught.
The Brewers entered the Detroit series 10 games over 500. The Tigers are 31-31. First pitch in Detroit is scheduled for 5:40 p.m. The Boston Celtics took Game 1 of the NBA Finals, winning 107-89 over the Dallas Mavericks. Jaylen Brown scored 22 points, while Jason Tatum had 16 points and 11 rebounds. Game 2 is Sunday night. Three state high school championships are this weekend. State softball and tennis are today and tomorrow in Madison, and the first-ever state lacrosse championship is Saturday in Sun Prairie. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies to stay with us here in the overnight and a breezy northwest wind. Upper 40s by daybreak. On Friday, mostly sunny skies developing. Northwest wind still gusty with highs in the lower 70s. Showers Saturday. It's 60 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome WBAY morning anchor Emerson Lehman, who will talk about a big racing event here in Wisconsin. And Terry Barr joins us for a Friday night chat and some new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. This is an amazing story. The Bette Midler on X, on Twitter, posted just a simple question. She said, can you imagine what would have happened if Hillary Clinton had claimed the election was stolen? And this produced a meltdown in the right-wingosphere. Breitbart led the charge, just going nuts about this, saying, well, how dare you say that? She actually, well, you know. Well, what they said was, and I'll quote this, Hillary Clinton was the chief architect of the Russian collusion hoax. Right. So, tell me. I thought it was Don Jr., not Hillary Clinton, who met personally with a Russian lawyer to dig up dirt on the Hillary campaign. I thought that it was the Trump campaign that was told by Russian operatives about the Russian intelligence hack on the DNC email system a month before it came out, not Hillary Clinton. I thought it was Donald Trump who said, Russia, if you're listening, not Hillary Clinton. I thought it was Donald Trump who was working with the Trump Tower Russia project right up until the election and lying about it while in secret negotiations with Dmitry Peskov, Vladimir Putin's right-hand man and press secretary. I didn't think that was Hillary Clinton. I thought that was Trump. I thought that it was Paul Manafort who gave internal Republican top-secret polling data to Russian intelligence and their operative, Konstantin Kalimnik. I didn't realize that was Hillary Clinton. I thought it was Carter Page, who worked on the Trump campaign, who was told about the sale of 19% of Rosneft stock, even though it was a sanctioned company, not Hillary Clinton. I thought it was Roger Stone, who was in contact with the Russian operative Guccifer 2.0, and who arranged for WikiLeaks to release the Podesta emails to, you know, an hour after the Access Hollywood tape to distract us from that. I didn't realize that was Hillary Clinton. I thought it was Mike Flynn who suggested Trump would drop sanctions on Russia if they didn't react to Obama expelling their diplomats and, wait for it, interfere in the election. Five members of Trump's entourage, Papadopoulos, Stone, Flint, Van der Zwan, and Cohen, were prosecuted and convicted for lying under oath about their contacts with Russia leading up to the 2016 election. Five of them. They all went to prison. Their cases were proven. Part of Russia's plan was to elevate Jill Stein. Remember the dinner with Putin that Jill Stein had in Moscow in December of 2015? That plan worked. Jill Stein got 10 times more votes as a result of a social media campaign run by Russia than typically the Green Party candidate ever got. And that meant that her vote totals in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania were more than the margins by which Trump beat Clinton. In other words, had Jill Stein not been on the ballot, had Russia not promoted her, Hillary Clinton would have become president. But Breitbart goes on to say, well, her campaign was behind the infamous Trump dossier, the Steele dossier. No, actually, Michael Steele gave it to the FBI. And then the FBI said, you know, we're not going to do anything with this. And so that was when he gave it to Clinton's people, because he wanted the word to get out, and he thought that Clinton would publicize it. How could she? But she had never even seen the dossier at the point when it became public. It became public knowledge after he gave it to the FBI. It had nothing to do with Hillary Clinton. These were not her actions. These were the actions of Michael Steele, who was upset with the FBI for not doing anything about it. Hillary not only literally had nothing to do with it, she had never even seen the dossier at the time it became public knowledge. And then Trump sued Michael Steele's company, saying that you defamed me, and a court ruled that no, actually, most of the stuff in this dossier is true, and Donald Trump was forced to pay $382,000 to Michael Steele. Robert Mueller got 8 convictions, 5 of them for lying under oath about connections between Russia and the Donald Trump 2016 campaign. 5 convictions. It's just incredible. But Breitbart is like, oh no, this was all Hillary. Yeah, right. Give me a break. Yeah. And then finally, the last story I want to share with you, and then I'll pick up your calls, is Putin, you know, trying to revise the borders. I discussed this briefly with Phil Itner, so I won't dwell on it, but this is from the Associated Press, Dateline Copenhagen, Denmark, yesterday. Leaders around the Baltic Sea reacted warily Wednesday to reports that Russia could revise the borders of its territorial waters in the region, with Lithuania's foreign minister calling it an obvious escalation that obviously met with an appropriate response. Russia's defense ministry suggests updating the coordinates used to measure the strip of territorial waters off, you know, Kaliningrad and the islands that it controls the Baltic Sea. It's just routine stuff. Lithuanian Foreign Minister Gabrielis Landsbergis said that Russia is, quote, attempting to spread fear, uncertainty, and doubt about their intentions in the Baltic Sea. German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius, who was on a visit to Lithuania on Wednesday, said, whatever this was or actually is, it appears to be another example of the thoroughly perfidious kind of hybrid warfare that Putin is practicing. So there you go. All right, so what's on your mind today? Susha in Venice, California. Hey, Susha, what's up?
Tom, I sent you a link yesterday. Apparently you didn't get it, about the proceedings on the House floor yesterday where I believe it was a senator from Massachusetts, was simply listing some basic legal facts about Trump's court cases and listing some historical facts about Trump, and they shut him down. Not only that, there was this big uproar from the Republicans that just said, strike those words. And he said, you mean I can't state a fact for the record? And they are refusing to allow just plain facts to be admitted into the record.
That's correct.
And another woman tried that also. Oh, I can't believe, I thought, you know, people might have been talking about that more today, because yeah. I find that absolutely just unbelievable.
It really is, and it's a good story, and it's been in the press, but you're absolutely right.
Oh, okay.
The Republicans do not want any bad things about Donald Trump to be read into the congressional record, and they were successful in striking it, because, you know, the Republicans control the House of Representatives right now. We've got to change that in November.
Oh, my God. One more thing is, I know you're not a proponent of political assassination. I know I had a friend once, Hare Krishna, tell me that even Krishna said, and I've looked to find it. I can't find the reference to it. But if a man really needs to be killed, someone should kill him. And honestly, I can believe that during Trump's presidency, someone didn't go and take him out. Honestly,
Susha, I'm sorry. I can't even allow a conversation like that. I'm going to cut you off. Marcy in Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, Marcy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I just wanted to talk about all of the protests on the college campuses that were going on and, you know, telling the universities to divest from any dealings with Israel. I think those students really need to take a look at our own country and protest the fact that if Donald Trump wins, they won't have many rights left.
Yeah,
you know,
that seems to be that seems to be missing from their radar screens.
Yeah, they're just not
in many cases. Well, you know, a lot of these people are just, you know, dancing to the tune of basically internet inciters, whether they're, you know, Russian internet inciters or whether they're just, you know, whatever. But yeah, I get it. I get your points well taken, Marcy. Thank you. It's 15 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And let me just, you know, unequivocally state that I condemn political violence and don't want a discussion of it on this program.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom. Text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and Ad Council.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sales going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction, And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. When I was a little kid, my grandmother had a piano, and I loved to play it. I was incompetent, but I was figuring out all kinds of stuff. And then I kind of got away from it, and, you know, went to school and things got busy and just lost track of it. Well, now there's this fascinating new study out of the University of Geneva, Switzerland, that is making me think maybe I should go back and learn the piano. What they found was that they took a group of 132 healthy older adults, retired, 62 to 78 years old. Half of them learned the piano. Half of them took music classes without learning the piano. And what they found was that those who learned the piano actually had the strongest increase in their memory, in their mental competence, their mental faculties. Those who took the music classes also did well, but learning the piano was a huge step. So check it out. There's a whole long rant about this over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. 21 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Brenda in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Brenda, what's on your mind today?
Oh, thank you for being there, Tom. I spoke with your call taker, and he actually suggested something that would be better. I was calling to ask people to call Durbin's office. You may get a recording, whatever. And I said that I'm calling, even though I'm not in the state, because the Supreme Court affects me in Georgia.
That's right. That's right. And he's the chairman of the court.
And I said, do not. He said, well, okay, let's just give up. They're not gonna follow a subpoena. But make them have to say, no, we're not gonna follow a subpoena.
Yep.
Make them have to deny following the law again. And maybe some people that are on the bench will understand that this is how serious it is and that these laws can affect them too, even though they're thinking, hey, what Trump says isn't going to affect me. But anyway, call everyone on that committee and say, no, we want you to subpoena them. We want you to show that you are interested in what they're doing and you know it's wrong.
Yes.
That's all.
I agree. Brenda, very well said. Thank you very much. I completely agree with your spot on.
And your call taker.
Yeah, there you go. And Mark. Thank you. Rachel in Needham, Massachusetts. Hey, Rachel, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I'm so glad I came after Brenda because I want to give her a gold star because Durbin, when I heard you talking about that, he is agreeing before being asked, which is one of Tim Snyder's on tyranny list.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm calling.
Fascism, yes.
That's right. And the reason why I'm calling is because I've been listening to you since 2019, and I'm finally at a point where I'm actually having conversations out in the real world to discuss politics. And I've had a conversation with a Jewish young man in Best Buy. I learned a bunch of stuff from them. I don't quite remember what I learned, but I know when I start talking about it with others, it'll come up. And then I had a conversation with someone I'm working with to look for a job, and I found out she's a libertarian, and she's struggling to figure out who to vote for.
Right.
And what I told her is you just have to hold your nose and vote for Biden because there's only two choices. Fascism or democracy.
Yeah, that's what it's down to now. Although I don't think you have to hold your nose. I mean, Biden's done a hell of a great job as president.
Well, yeah, but coming from a libertarian point of view,
yeah,
you know, I wanted to try to get on.
Yeah.
And the thing
you need to
one
talk
other
to people
thing,
in their own language.
Exactly. And the last thing I'd like to leave here is we change minds through love, listening, and understanding.
Yes.
Not violence.
Yes. I agree, and not, you know, yelling at people and shouting them down and talking over them and everything else. Yeah, brilliant. Rachel, thank you so much, and that's great. I'm so glad that you've come out, as it were. It's good on you. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, good talking to you.
Brant in Travels Rest, South Carolina. Hey, Brant, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I was calling to remind you that I warned you about Nikki Haley.
Yeah.
A few months ago.
Yeah, I was skeptical. I thought maybe she had some courage, but no, she's putting ambition above country.
If she had been your governor, you would have known.
Yeah.
I wanted to point out a few things. I know some people see a lot of negativity as far as Democrats are concerned, but I see a lot of desperation from the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And just a couple of examples. Supreme Court was helping Nancy Mace today. That's
yes.
her district.
That's exactly right.
And if you look at the numbers, she barely won both times.
And was that even with these racially gerrymandered maps?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, also, and I didn't know about this until I was looking at social media, we have a Republican senator, a state senator, who is proposing Medicaid expansion because he is afraid that if he doesn't, we will be going to single payer.
Oh,
at
interesting.
Some point soon.
Interesting. I know that some Republicans are coming out in favor of it just because they're afraid that county hospitals in their communities are going to shut down.
Well, the hospitals, we have two hospital systems where I live. One's private, one's not, and they basically control everything.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll have to end with that. But I want people to know that South Carolina is not ruby red. It's more pink than red,
mm-hmm.
and the gerrymandering that everybody witnessed today is just an example of that.
Yeah, for people who missed the story, Brant, and I want to just recap it real quickly. Sam Alito wrote this decision from the Supreme Court that was released today, and what he said was, when the Republicans went in and they said, okay, we've got a city, Charleston, South Carolina, that's got a lot of black people in it, and we're going to break up the black parts of town and spread them across several different congressional districts so that they cannot vote as a block and elect a Democrat. That what Sam Alito said was, this was not racial gerrymandering. It's a coincidence that those people are black. This was political gerrymandering. We are going to allow them to break up this city because they are Democrats, not because they're black, which basically means there is no more, the racial gerrymandering is now completely legal. This is a complete repudiation of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Brant, I got to run, but thank you. Thank you so much for the report from South Carolina. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the True People's Media.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Stick around. We'll be right back with your calls. Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman, with two N's, or enter the code Hartman, with two N's, before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman. I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not since I discovered Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. I've slept like a baby since we switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too.
And right now, my listeners can get an exclusive 30% off on Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and enter that promo code Tom at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. Ready to sleep and feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom right now and enter that promo code Tom for an exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at CozyEarth.com/Tom with the promo code Tom. And after checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with the lemon herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. from international trade policy to immigration policy to housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. From Los Angeles to Columbia, South Carolina, from Birmingham, Alabama to Baltimore, universal basic income programs are chalking up proof after proof of their viability. Basically, just giving people, low-income people, poor people, somewhere between $500 and $1,500 a month, no strings attached, is lifting people out of poverty, getting them back on track, getting them into solid middle-class jobs, helping their children tremendously. This works. Now, we don't have to do UBI in the United States. We're the only developed country in the world that doesn't have a national health care program. Health expenses are whacking a lot of low-income people. We're the only country, developed country in the world that doesn't have free college education. Education expenses are whacking people. There's a lot we could do. We can subsidize housing. We can subsidize food. We do that with food stamps. We could expand it. There's a lot we could do to benefit from this. There's a whole report about that over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. Five minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Valerie in Morton Grove, Illinois. Hey, Valerie, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a retired teacher, and your program is a major part of my post-retirement continuing education. So thank you for all that you do. You know, the question is often asked, why don't more people know about Biden's accomplishments? And I think that when they're even mentioned, the stories are deep within the program, even on progressive networks. Mm-hmm. And I think that if the media and even programs like we hear on Free Speech TV mm-hmm. would highlight Biden's accomplishments in the lead,
yeah.
then more people would become aware of what he has done and is doing for the American people. Some people don't have time to listen to the entire program, so if it's brought up in the lead, that would be amazing. Mm-hmm. And in your rant this morning, you did an amazing job highlighting Trump's failures. And I think that doing the same with Biden's accomplishment would be very, very effective. And just one quick thing also. I think that the statement, democracy is on the line, has become a cliche. There are some people who have no idea what that really means. And a few months ago, you wrote a fictional letter to your wife about a hypothetical situation if Trump were reelected.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was really powerful. And so people really need to know what is at stake if Trump ever gets back yeah. in the White House.
Yeah, I get it. I agreed. Thank you, Valerie. Walter in Leesburg, Virginia. Hey, Walter, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, and of course, Arlene Cannon will never let this this trial see the light of day.
No. She's going to kill it.
It is so disgusting. It's so disgusting, guys. It's so disgusting. He literally blatantly stole those documents.
Yep.
He knew what he was doing.
And then lied to the FBI.
Yes. I'm telling you, guys, if he gets back in, this country is toast.
Yep.
I'm telling you. That's it. We're done.
Yep.
We're done. People better seriously watch out. Anybody, you're going to get locked up. He's already said it.
Yep.
He's literally said it.
Yep. And Stephen Miller came out and said he's coming after the media with criminal law.
He literally said, he literally said, you're a Democrat, you vote Democrat, I'm coming to get you. Yep. You're going to get locked up. I am really scared for this country. I really am.
I think we're going to. I don't think Trump is going to get elected, but if he is, Walter, your worst case scenario is probably not. It's probably going to be worse than even you or I could describe.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be awful. He's literally going to destroy every single agency.
Yep.
Every agency. Oh, Noah. Bye, Noah. See you later. I'll tell you, he's going to destroy every single agency if he gets the chance to do it.
Yep.
He will do this.
I get it. I get it, Walter. I totally get it.
You know the Smithsonian? I'm just saying, the Smithsonian, he'll sell every bit of that stuff.
Oh, of course he'll privatize it.
He will sell it all.
Well, it's, you know, this is Project 2025, basically privatize everything. No, I'm with you. Walter, I got to move along, but thank you. I share your outrage. Holly in Washington, D.C. Hey, Holly, what's on your mind today?
I got time for a quick observation and a question.
Sure.
Okay. The quick observation is that I'm just so appreciative of your ability to have a wide open mind and a wide open heart and hold such boundaries that are based on your morality and not your intellect. And it's really rare, and it's great to witness. So thank you for that gift.
Well, thank you, Holly. I'm not sure what you mean, but no need to explain. I'll take the compliment. What's up?
So I saw this morning that three progressive Democrats lost to moderate Democrats in Portland. Do you have any texture on that?
Yeah, in the congressional race to replace Earl Blumenauer, we had Sushila Jayapal on the program last week or the week before. Maxine Dexter beat her. Maxine Dexter is also a good progressive, and I think she'll be a good member of Congress. I'm not horribly freaked out about it. What spun that, or what swung that race, was that Maxine Dexter stayed quiet on the issue of Israel and Gaza, and Shashila Jayapal had come out and said, we need to cut off weapons to Israel. And so AIPAC came in and dropped millions and millions of dollars in here and just wiped out Shashila Jayapal. I mean, literally every single day, or at least every other day, I was getting a giant four-color postcard in the mail talking about how terrible Jayapal was. And then we were just carpet bombed with advertising. On the district attorney's race here in Portland, Mike Schmidt, who is a good progressive and a tough on crime guy, got beat by what's his name? Do you remember, Sean?
Vasquez.
Yeah, thank you. I don't. What's his first name?
Nathan.
Yeah, that's right. Nathan Vasquez, who used to be a Republican. And realized that, you know, you can't run for anything as a Republican in Portland and win. And so he became either unaffiliated or Democrat. And that, an awful lot of that has to do with the fact that, you know, crime is still an issue here in Portland. I mean, it is all over the country. It's nowhere near as bad as it was, you know, in the last couple of years of the Trump administration. But people are still freaked out, and homelessness is still a big crisis here. And people just were like, you know, enough already. We want somebody to be a little more of a hard ass. And I'm not sure what the third race was that you're thinking of.
Yeah, I don't know either. I just heard it on Morning Joe. And, you know, like the whole conversation going, the left is too left and we got to be more central, which is, you know, centrist, which is basically the corporate mentality. I don't like it. So I just didn't know. Yeah. And Harry Dunn got blown out by some AIPAC huge funds that came in here to Maryland and blew him out. And, you know, he should have been there.
Yeah,
he's a good
I agree.
A good
yeah,
man.
No, AIPAC has been playing this game in Democratic primaries all year long. And you know, if you're not on Netanyahu's side, AIPAC is coming for you.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the enlightenment. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Holly. Good talking to you. Gary in upstate New York. Hey, Gary, what's up?
Hey, Tom. First time caller.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing what you do.
My pleasure.
I would like to say, and I apologize if I missed it because I came in, I think, maybe at the end of the Steele dossier conversation, but comment is, Rubio is the reason for the Steele dossier.
Oh, I know. He originally hired Michael Steele's company to compile the... This was supposed to be Apple research on Trump in the primary.
Right. Paul Singer paid for it, from what I understand. And that's where it came from. And I hear this all the time about Clinton and this and that. Nobody says, hey, we got it because of Rubio.
Yep, you're right. But that said, it looks like most of the stuff in the Steele dossier is actually true. The one thing that has not been proven is whether there's a tape of Donald Trump having a couple of prostitutes urinate on the bed that Obama had slept in.
No, it's Putin. So, you know, I would believe that he's got a tape somewhere.
I think so. But I have no proof.
I wouldn't bet against it, let's put it that way.
There you go. I'm with you, Gary.
That's all I wanted to say, Tom. Thank you for what you're doing.
That's a good one. Thank you, Gary. Thanks for your kind words. Bob in Springfield, Missouri. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Dom. How are you? Thanks for taking my call. Sure. I appreciate it. I came in a little late. I got you on recording here when you were talking about all the flaws of Donald Trump. That was a pretty good list.
Yeah.
And then you were saying, I'm going to copy that down.
Yeah,
anyway,
you can read the whole list over at HartmanReport.com. It's right up at the front. It's free. You don't have to sign up for anything. You can just read it online.
I will do that. I want to send that to a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the what you said about what causes this now, in my opinion, I talk to people on the street all the time. I even went to a Trump rally on the corner where they're waving flags and stuff like that. They have no idea I'm a Democrat, and I talk to them, and I've heard some of the craziest things, like John McCain was a liberal, and
right.
And it was a plot to run John McCain and Barack Obama, so whichever one won, that you still had a liberal in office. And I heard the same thing, and now this is what's disturbing from me. I heard it from Eric Burleson's office, from the House of Representatives here in Missouri, from the D.C. office there.
Wow.
A young man up there told me that McCain was a liberal.
Well, the thing is, John McCain was not a fascist. And
right.
and therefore they think he's a liberal. I mean, therefore the fascists think he's a liberal.
Right. Well, the young man told me, he says that he looked at his voting record, and X percent of the time, whatever it was, I don't recall. Now, he voted with the Democrats, and I said to the young man, did you ever think they had the better idea?
There you
All
go.
Right?
There you go. Occasionally they
that's
do.
That's what it's about. But but the thing with the list that you gave of why is this coming about, with what I'm finding, is people live in their own news bubble, and that has to go back to the doing away with the fairness doctrine.
Yeah.
Where if you're going to give news to the American people over the airwaves or now the cable waves or anything else, where does that, you know, the intersection between free speech and pumping out this
responsible
propaganda even now, you
yeah.
know, right.
Yeah, I think it's partly that, Bob. It's also partly that in 1996, Clinton signed the Telecommunications Act that ended the laws that said that one company or one billionaire could not own, you know, beyond a certain number of radio, television stations and newspapers.
Right.
And so
within a certain area.
Right.
Yeah.
So we got media consolidation on top of the loss of the Fairness Doctrine and the Equal Time Rule. And that kneecapped, you know, small D Democratic media.
Right. And that's what I'm kind of calling about. Do you have any opinion on how do we go about fixing this?
I think we need to reverse large parts of the Telecommunications Act. We need to reverse Section 230, which is what allows Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg to drive their algorithms the way that they want and make billions of dollars without informing us what's going on, and to have no responsibility for the hate speech and propaganda that shows up on their mediums, even though the New York Times is still held responsible if they were to publish that kind of stuff. Number one. Number
right.
two, we need to reinstitute the rules about ownership. We need to break up the big media monopolies. And,
okay.
And number three, I'd like to see the Equal Time Rule and the Fairness Doctrine brought back, although they're no panacea. I mean, the Fairness Doctrine mm-hmm. coming back would not require a station, for example, that carries my program to also carry right-wingers. It only had mm-hmm. to do with the ownership of the station. And that was back in the day when the ownership of the station used to do editorials every night on TV and on radio. And in fact, when I worked in radio in the 60s at WITL, I was the guy who produced the editorial that the owner, Chuck Mefford was his name, the owner of the station, used to record. So when mm-hmm. Chuck recorded an editorial, then I had to go out and find somebody to record the rebuttal because the Fairness mm-hmm. Doctrine required it. But if anybody else, mm-hmm. any other talent on the air said something that was very political, there did not need to be a rebuttal. So, you know, it's
right.
not what people thought it was, or it's not as strong as people thought it was, but it would be a good start. Bob, I got to run. I'm sorry, I'm out of time, but thank you for the call. Spot on. It's 48 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Apparently, I attributed Michael Steele to the Steele dossier. It's Christopher Steele. My apologies. We'll be right back.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters, people like you, who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
So when a political party embraces violence as a political tool, what is the end game? Where does this lead? How does this work out? How does this end? We've seen this in other countries historically. In fact, we tend to refer to them as fascist countries. We saw it in Germany and Spain and Italy in the 30s. We saw it in the 60s in Chile with Pinochet.
It appears to be happening now here in America as well. We have literally, we have Republican politicians calling for violence, calling for civil war, preaching violence along, and not to mention the former president, Donald Trump, basically begging for violence to defend him. And how does this work out? It tends not to work out well. And there's a whole piece laying out all the details of this over at HartmanReport.com. It's titled, What is the End Game for a Party of Violence? Check it out. It's 54 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Robert in Fort Dodge, Iowa. Hey, Robert, what's up?
Yeah, Tommy, I just want to make it quick. Scarborough this morning was talking about Portland, how it's a hellhole and everything because of the crime. And, you know, basically, that's what Fox News does. I know you guys brought this stuff up off and on through the show.
And it's not a hellhole.
I haven't been to Portland.
Doing pretty good.
I know it is. And, you know, all these videos that Fox News shows, I caught them about 3 or 4 years ago in that when the Floyd thing was going on. Mm-hmm. And they were using videos from Belarus in some riot that happened like several years earlier. And they were showing stuff like that, but they didn't edit it very well, which is kind of weird. And so they just kept, that's what Fox News does. They just keep showing the same old garbage. Anyway, that's all I got to say. I know we're running out of time, so maybe you want to comment. Talk to you later.
Yeah. Thank you, Robert. Yeah, no, Portland has largely gotten its act back together. They've mostly got the homeless people off the streets. The city is coming back, and it's doing well. It's just that you're right. Fox News beat up on this town over and over and over again to the point that it's hard to recover from it. And frankly, I think that's why Mike Schmidt lost the DA race. Jim in Arlington Heights, Illinois. Hey, Jim, what's up?
I just wanted to add to your rant about Hillary Clinton. Remember Comey, the head of the FBI, how he came out there and came with that letter that really put the nail in the coffin. Never said anything about the Russians helping or anything like that. And he was on TV this week saying about how he feels so bad about Trump winning.
Yeah, cry me a river, buddy.
And I'm like, yeah, you got what the other guys got, too. You lost your job, you lost your pension, and now you're crying?
Yeah,
thank
exactly.
you very much. You're no J. Edgar Hoover, I'll tell you.
Yeah, there
I'm
you
sorry.
Go.
That's
thank,
about it.
Thank you, Jim. Jeff in Portland. Jeff, I got 20 seconds, I think.
Okay. Well, you know, I was just going to point out, like, these mild-mannered white guys who want to be both sides, Dick Durbin, Merrick Garland, James Comey, as the guy just mentioned, and, you know, they're getting us nowhere. So
I'm with you.
Have a
I'm
great holiday you. Weekend, Tom.
Thanks, Jeff. You too. Thank you so much. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back soon. Same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag. You're it. Have a great afternoon, and we'll catch up with you on the other side.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom. Text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids. It's home for the Devil's Advocates.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us for a TGIF edition. We have Peter Rapine of E-Bombs World with a week in review and Brady Ewing taking a look at sports. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Don't just score a new ride. Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and all.